Hello guys, I'm back again. This is Furious coming back again, man. Let me tell you about this. And all over the world, I'm in Augusta, Georgia right now, chilling, villain, vibing, brewing, cooling, and all that. But I want to know what's going on around the world, man. Up north, upstate, how you want to feel it, how you want to say it, and all that shit. I don't like no motherfucking pussy ass cops anyway. They deserve to motherfucking die, same right along with regular people. Regular people don't deserve to die when they do some bullshit and some fucked up shit to other people and everything else. That's when their hands get the fuck need to be chopped off. But people who doing stupid shit to black people, shooting black people, treating black people all fucked up and everything else, yeah, y'all ass is racist. Y'all ass is racist because y'all see fucking color instead of motherfucking the person that they really are. They not walking in the fucking neighborhood just to walk in the neighborhood. They live in that damn neighborhood or they got friends in that damn neighborhood. They just going home, walking home. Y'all just want to... Few people want to fuck with a black person that walking through a fucking neighborhood. You never know the mama's rich or poor or anything. You don't know what this man been through. But you want to judge him of his color and what you doing in this damn neighborhood. What kind of shit that is? Nigga, let me tell y'all something, man. This shit ain't cool at all. It ain't cool at all. Y'all going against black people like we's a problem. We not the problem. Y'all is the problem. Y'all hating black people for nothing because, what, 400 years ago it was fucking slavery? Actually, 500 years ago because of slavery and shit? What kind of bullshit that is, bro? That's not cool, man. Not cool at all. Because if we would act and get in y'all faces like, well, what the fuck y'all doing in my neighborhood? Y'all gonna get killed straight point blank. They ain't gonna say shit, yo. They'll be like, yo, what you doing here? That's all they gonna say, what you doing here? You can't say what you doing here to get your fucking head blown the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? I seen a lot in my motherfucking time, man. I'm 39 years old. This year, I be fucking 40. I seen a whole lot. Nigga get face shot off. And all that bullshit. White man got his... Whew, boy. Shit on himself. Damn. That shit was not cool, bro. It's just... The evil world, man. It's just... The devil just ruined everybody in this fucking world. Like, doing this... Like, killing and all that shit. Some of it is good to kill people. Because... There's some corrupt motherfuckers up here trying to ruin other people's lives, families, and all that bullshit. They deserve to die. Now, you motherfucking start doing some other shit. Like some good shit, man. You're a good person. But good people always get killed for nothing over some bullshit that should never fucking happen in the first place. At all. What I'm saying is, corrupt motherfuckers who pick at kids, who fucking child molest kids, who rape women, beat women, and all that shit, man, that's shit for the birds, bro. I would not fight for a fucking female at all in my life, bro. As my wife, yeah. As my baby mom, no. Long as you don't trust my fucking kids. You trust my kids, though. It's on. But anyway, enough from me. Alright. I don't understand this shit, right? Why a black kid, a mixed kid, look like he's mixed anyway? But kind of got the black kind of color and everything along with white. Light skin. But hey, you're still black anyway. Got black in you. Black, white people got black in them too. They don't realize. They think they get put on this earth by themselves, and they only get put on this earth by themselves. Like they can take over the whole fucking world. If Fuck that. They already took over the damn whole world. We just in the fucking middle, trying to get a nut, trying to survive for our family and everything else. Like I said, a white man always trying to bring you down. Some white man is good, some white ladies is good. They'll stick up for the black people no matter what. The ones who motherfucker corrupt, the racist motherfuckers, the rednecks motherfuckers, the motherfuckers, the Hitler motherfuckers, they don't like black, them the motherfucking ones that should be terminated off this earth with the evil shit and all that. You got good ones out there and you got bad ones out there. The bad ones, if it take people, bad ones is like to take other family and everything else, they family. But you got people fighting against each other for what, bro? For what? I understand for money, drugs, and everything else. They should never got in that fucking game, that thing anyway, and that problem anyway. Nigga, when niggas gamble and they lose, nigga, you can't pay that shit back. Nigga, you get your finger chopped off, your hand chopped off, your fucking whole body chopped up. Swim with fishes, nigga, or the gators. Hey, it's life. But the thing is, I'm trying to tell y'all people is to come together. Same with white, Puerto Rican, black. Black and Puerto Rican are already getting along. Same with Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why all white come together with black and all nations instead of fighting against each other. Because you come to the wrong black person gonna knock your fucking head off. Don't give a fuck where you from or Navy or anything, bro. Army or anything. They gonna knock your head off because it's the streets. Y'all don't fight like y'all in the streets. Y'all fight like y'all fucking literally going on a mission or some shit. Streets is different than going on a mission, bro. And I know that from the fact. Some of that shit y'all do, that shit don't even work. Y'all gotta sneak up on a motherfucker. That's the only reason it work. Man, y'all. I'm tired of talking anyway. That's. This shit right here is fucked up all up. I don't know what the fuck to think, bro. This shit just brazy. Shit just brazy, bro. You smell me. Now y'all don't smell me, y'all don't feel me or nothing like that, bro. Y'all.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck, man. My life, your life, everybody's life matters.
Nah, y'all wanna. Y'all, some of y'all white people wanna come on talking about, oh, fucking black lives don't matter. But our lives do. White people like, oh, my life matter more than a black person. No, centuries y'all have been hating on black people for a long time. For what? Because we're a different breed of y'all. And we do a whole different things than y'all. We want our own rules. We do our own rules, bro. We don't listen to no government or nothing like that. I'm not falling behind no fucking government. Think everything cool and y'all can take over us? Nah. Sure ain't gonna take over me. Got me fucked up. I ain't listening to nothing you say. You ain't judging me. I let God judge me. Y'all got judges out here want to judge other people like they gods. They ain't nothing. Sitting on a high stool or some or shit toilet or some think they gods. Yeah, y'all ain't gods, bro. Y'all don't got power. Only power y'all got is money power. That's about it. Same with the fucking high class of government and all that shit. Who running the fucking government? Who over the fucking chiefs and all that bullshit, bro? It don't make no sense, bro. Don't make no sense. I don't know who the fuck telling y'all to fucking kill black people. arrest black people for nothing or suspicious and all that shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm not waving at no cop or nothing. When I walk into the store, a cop started waving at me. I rolled my fucking eyes at his ass. I ain't with that bullshit. Nigga, I fight you. Fuck the cops, man. Fuck the government. That's all they do is use guns, bro. They don't use their fucking hands. They use guns. That's who made fucking guns anyway. They should kill each other anyway. This is some bullshit in this world. They put the drugs out so we can kill each other with them motherfuckers. Or go against us. Go against each other with them motherfuckers. That shit ain't cool, bro. Ain't cool. And y'all started trying to take away our rights and everything else. Some of our ancestors gave up their rights. Our ancestors ain't give up their rights. Y'all took the rights from hit this up. From our people. 400 years back again. From our people. Talking about they don't got rights to nothing. They don't want us to read or learn how to read. But we did. And they're trying to stop everything for us making money or surviving for our fucking family. They want us to work for them. Nah, bro. My ancestors, I don't know what the fuck they was thinking. It was so many black people around, smaller white people, y'all could have took over them. But y'all got scared. Literally got scared. Nah, this generation, nigga, for real, letting a fucking cop kill one of us, we gonna take advantage. I don't know what the fuck this nigga said. Oh, we all scared, LeBron. Ain't no we in it, bro. I ain't scared. You terrified. I'm not. Literally, I'm not. Why you gonna be scared of a man on this earth or a woman on this earth? I'd rather be scared of God than a man on this earth. Straight up. This shit don't make no sense, man. This shit don't make no sense at all. I don't understand this shit. We need to start all fighting back, bro. If it's like this, ain't black people ain't stop gonna get killed and everything. It's not gonna stop getting killed. And the cops is not gonna... The cops is fucking keep on killing us and everything else. Let me tell you something, man. If the cops kill us every day, we should kill them every day until they fucking stop. Straight up. I'm just telling some real shit, man. I ain't stuttering or nothing. I'm high as hell, though, but I ain't stuttering or nothing. I'm telling some real fact shit. If we start going after them, they'll stop killing us. They'll show us respect. They don't want us to do that shit. If we go after them and blow up every fucking vehicle they got and all that shit, and they be fucking walking. We take all their fucking guns and everything else, what they just have. They just have tasers. If we take them tasers away, they just have sticks. If we take them sticks away, they won't have nothing but a badge. And they cannot hide behind no badge after that. They be trying to fight all of us. They ain't gonna win. Dude asked me, I was on the beach one day with my friend, right? Just got done and all that shit. A military guy going to my, where your army at? I just looked at him, rolled my eyes and kept on walking. I got my army in the sky. And that's what's up. My army is in the sky. We'll wipe all y'all out like it ain't nothing. Y'all want to be so evil. God gonna take all y'all out. He gonna take the good ones and leave the bad ones. If God don't take us up and everything else, we gonna kill a lot of cops. We gonna kill a whole bunch. If we go through this shit and cops keep on killing us and killing us, I'm already tired. I'm already tired already. I don't know when these people, these black people, going to stand up. Ladies, stand up. If you can't stand up for yourself or your family, you just a lost cause. So you got to stand up for your family. You got to stand up for what you stand for. Don't let cops treat you any kind of way. Beat them, fight them, or whatever, what you got to do, bro. In our book, in our law of black people, we don't take count of cops touching us at all. We ain't give you the scent so you can search us and all that. When we say no about searching us, they still want to search us. Like they got a cause or anything else about searching us. These cops is think they can do whatever they want to do to us. I don't give a damn. I ain't finna let no damn cop touch me. Straight up. I don't give a fuck. He asked for an ID. You ain't getting shit from me. And that's a damn straight real. Damn straight real. That's what I said. Damn straight real. I don't like pussy ass cops. A cop touched me, I'm hitting his ass. You in my fucking bubble. I'm not in your fucking bubble. You come ask me where you fucking going and all that shit. You don't need to know all that. That's my business, not your business. Me to know, you to find out. And that's straight up. I don't give a fuck who don't like this, what, how I'm talking and everything else. Kiss my ass and fight me too. I'm real about mine. And I don't see nobody else fucking fighting for our beliefs, for our community and all that. I'm just spitting words. It will be a war after a while when y'all get tired of it. I'm already fighting a war. Literally, I'm already fighting a war. Just don't see it yet. It's coming. And when it comes, y'all better get prepared, bro. Because it's going to be some hard shit. It's going to be like type World War III shit. We're going to get tired of this shit. And we're going to respond it back. Y'all think it's too late to take care, take control of y'all lives and everything else? Nah, hell nah, it's not too late. All black lives matter, bro. I don't give a fuck a damn white person talking about, oh, our lives matter too. No, it don't. More black lives matter because y'all been killing us for fucking years, bro. Because white people want to fucking, some white people is along with black people and everything else. They lives matter, same on along with the black people. Who friends with the black people? Who family with the black people? Who got family from a black person? You know what I'm saying? We got some white people on our side. But these motherfuckers, racist motherfuckers, they ain't on our side. They want to destroy us for nothing. Because we getting money, gold, and our mouth and calling us thugs and ghetto. You don't know what thugs and ghetto is. You ain't never been out there on the streets.
You don't know how their life is. You don't know how they growed up. Y'all just judging people for what their color is and how they act. Y'all ain't right. Y'all think y'all righteous? Go to church and everything. Oh, I'm a Christian. Still cuss at home. Or in the streets and everything else. And still killing people and all that. Y'all ain't Christian. Y'all just pretenders. Fakers. Now the ones who been in church all their lives and don't cuss or nothing like that. Then the real righteous ones. The ones who go to church and do all kind of type crap, nigga, they ain't righteous. That's straight up. Now I don't know why y'all got that blue white, that black and white blue, that blue script on the fucking black and white flag anyway. That's our flag, black people flag. So y'all just wanna use our flag just for military and everything else. Now we took over that flag, and now y'all want to take over everything we take over. Like the rebel flag, we took over that, and then y'all want to fight us for that flag. What kind of bullshit that is? Lee, what kind of bullshit is? Somebody answer that. Scribe on the motherfucking comment or do something. Let me know. We can talk down. And why? I ask you why. And why all this racist shit? Instead of coming together. No, y'all don't want to come together. Y'all want war and all that shit and power. Y'all want to ruin somebody's life. Y'all want to take over somebody. Then you can have this social security number back. You can't take the name because it's from my father and my mother. You can have this social security number and everything. I'd be happy to be on the grid. I'd be doing more things and be happy at the same time. Straight up. And living a life better than y'all. White people. Who's racist. Sism. But y'all gonna learn. The niggas badder than y'all out there. And y'all wanna stick him in prison. Y'all got every person in prison that hanged on the block and everything else, sock them up. Y'all had other black people sock them up and had them go to the prison for nothing. The ones who killed people. Hey, man. The ones who killed people is what it is, what it is. We need somebody on our team. Shit. I'd kill a person in a minute. Get me wrong. But the thing is, I don't understand. We just killing each other for nothing. Over some bullshit. We should be fighting against the others who against us. So the others going against us, we should be going against them. A lot to think about, huh? Man, I use my mind, my head, and everything else before I do anything. I plan that bitch out and all. But anyway, enough for me. From me, about me. I don't want nobody to know about me and nothing. I'm a loner. I've always been a loner. But anyway, I just don't understand that you want to kill a nigga over some, put a hit out on another nigga. You want to set another nigga up. You want to do all this shit. And when it come down to it, and when it come down towards you, you getting set up. And you know, you don't know why you getting set up, and you have nothing to do with it. They look at your back record and everything else, think you a bad person. They think you don't never change or nothing like that.
Some of them come out of there changed and everything. And they still look at their back record. And still treat them like crap. That's not cool. The ones who don't got no record, they still treat them like shit. The ones who got a misdemeanors and all that, they still treat them like shit. What's the fucking point? What's the literary point? When we fight back, bro, fuck that. It done started already. Fighting back. Been done started. When y'all start killing all us. All of them. Same with George Floyd. And the other girl. And some more people. It's like 1,000 or 500 people y'all get done killed. It ain't cool. It's just brazy, bro. All I gotta say is, yeah, man, y'all fight back and y'all be careful out there. As the motherfucking, the law wanna come after you, us, think like military, part of the military or something. And y'all know what to do. Defend yourself. The right way. Fight. I fight with my fist. I don't give a fuck. Now you wanna come at me with a gun, I'm coming with you with a gun. You better shoot me. You better shoot me first. You better stab me first. If you faster than me. If you ain't faster than me, then you dead. As a motherfucking doorknob. Man, I'll talk to y'all later. Be back on here live tomorrow night by around 2:51 in the morning. Holla at me. Peace. This is Fierce. Y'all be safe.